In any event, the concept for the paper, disentangling, sounded like a good idea when I made my proposal. But as I got deeper into writing the paper and doing the PowerPoint, I was like, what was I thinking? So perhaps my best bit of advice to you today is don't ever give a paper that has disentangling in the title, because it may mean that you bite off a bit more than you can chew. Here were some other ideas that I thought about later, if only I could have edited it. We could do the nice colon with a question mark. One of my colleagues said, didn't you at least say attempting to disentangle? So there were some other options. I went with disentangle, so let's do it the best we can. If anybody's looked at the paper, you know that we're focused on Texas law today, Texas administrative law, not federal. And most of the paper in the presentation are going to be focused on the APA's substantial evidence rule, 2001.174. So that's the bulk of it, but not all of it. In any event, we're going to try to do four things in 45 minutes. First, kind of give a little overview of this provision that we'll be focused on. Then we get to the core of the paper, the disentangling. And I'm really going to attempt to do that two ways. One is to use history as a help, and the other is to use examples as a help. So we'll see where we get. Third part is an issue I'm dealing with in an appeal that I have going on in front of the Texas Supreme Court right now, but it's what's the standard of review when the APA substantial evidence rule does not apply. So if you have a ruling that did not come out of a contested case proceeding. So we'll talk a bit about that. And then the last section is really more of a conclusion, just some implications for practitioners. And I'll suggest a framework of analysis, kind of the way I think through some things, and maybe something that will help you as you're thinking through standards of review in your next case. So on to the APA rule. This will all look quite familiar, but I wanted to just point out and emphasize that there are three important limitations.